Where you bet that Nick Costos has the hottest takes.
This could be it for Jalen Hurts in Philly. It's not good enough in Philadelphia to make the playoffs. You got to win the Super Bowl or at least get pretty far in the postseason. If Jalen Hurts doesn't have a good season, the stats are low, we get more reporting on infighting, and he changes plays at the line of scrimmage, tell me that it's not a possibility in a quarterback-rich draft in 2027.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon on The Fan, Upstate. Early afternoons with Black and Abdullah.
Aaron Rodgers has yet to make a decision about whether or not he wants to play. Right now, they only have the two quarterbacks on their roster, one of them being Will Howard, who we don't know what he's going to do. So Albert Breer, in his Monday morning quarterback piece, wrote that right now Aaron Rodgers is on the same timeline that he was last year, which means a decision could come not until mid-June. Okay.
What the hell? I don't understand this process of a decision. What is this process for Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I mean, he's seen how these phone calls go, you know?
Okay.
Maybe that means a decision will come in June. Maybe it will happen sooner. If the answer is no, then the Steelers could turn to Kirk Cousins.
Oh, wow. That's nightmare fuel for Steeler fans.
Is it, though?
Yes, yes, it is. He can't move. He can't move anymore.
Neither can Rodgers.
Yeah, but Rodgers is a higher quality quarterback.
I'm not disagreeing with you there. Rodgers is a better quarterback.
Black and Abdullah, weekdays noon to 3 on The Fan, Upstate. The Fan, Upstate.
Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
When the game goes live, the conversation turns up. BetMGM Tonight continues now.
All right, welcome on back. BetMGM Tonight, Westwood One Sports. He's Brett Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. The phone number to join the show is 310-840-4910. BetMGM players will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. To use the Parlay Boost token, add a parlay wager made up of any sport wagers to your bet slip and activate the token. If you win your wager that was made with that token, you will receive extra winnings. Got some NFL news and notes to get to. Before we do that, though, let's get you a scoreboard update here. San Antonio up big in the early going, 26-14. Spurs lead the T-Wolves with 4.5 left to go in the first quarter. They have exploded out of the gate, and Victor Wembanyama. Brad, remember when I said I thought he might struggle offensively? We're 8 minutes into the game, and Wemby's got 16 points already. I mean, holy smokes. 16 points.
Wow.
In the first 7.5 minutes of the game to go with 5 rebounds. I mean, my goodness. He is just a man possessed right now. So, yeah. How would he do coming off that ejection? I would say, like, he's on a freaking mission. Nobody on Minnesota has more than 3 points, but they do have 7 guys that have already scored here. So we'll see. Remember, Minnesota fell down in a massive hole in game 3. I believe they trailed that game early on. Remember, it was 18-3, and then they ended up having the lead in the first minute of the second quarter. So not the first time they found themselves down big to start the game, but they're going to need to figure it out sooner rather than later here. Otherwise, this one could get ugly and look like that game 2 blowout again. And then on the ice,
yep.
5 minutes into the second period, the Canadians still lead the Sabres 2-1. That's game 4 of that series, Montreal with a 2-1 series lead. So they could be within a game of moving to the Eastern Conference Finals if they could finish that off tonight. And they're looking to snap the drought. It's been more than 30 years since a Canadian team won the Cup. The Habs are the last one to do it back in 1993. So there you go. And then, Brad, scoreboard update on the Pirates. Paul Skenes had a no-hitter in the sixth inning the last time we checked. Does he still have that no-no?
Unfortunately, no, as Mickey Muniak broke up the no-no-oh-no cruise, tried to make a diving grab to no avail as he has given up one hit, but he does have 10 strikeouts through seven innings pitch, 89 total pitches. Paul, Skeens. Can't say any more lyrically on that song, but Paul Skeens absolutely dealing tonight.
Yeah, you're the first person I've ever heard do that, which is just remarkable.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's pivot after that. That was great. Skeens. All right. So again, we've got the NFL schedule release coming up in less than 48 hours. Again, we'll have a 2-hour special here on Westwood One Sports right in the middle of our show, which we are happy to step aside for. But Brad, you're not happy with all the leaks. We only have 7 games released, but the NFL has unveiled its strength of schedule ranks by team. So they know what the schedule is going to look like. And we all know the opponents of all these teams anyway. So I guess you really didn't need the schedule to do this because you do know which teams everybody was playing based on the rotation of which divisions they're playing and the other conferences and so on and so forth. And how the standings finished last year. But anyway, the NFL did unveil its strength of schedule ranks by team. And how about this? The top 3 hardest schedules. Number 1, your Chicago Bears.
Ooh.
Number 2, the Miami Dolphins. And number 3, the Arizona Cardinals. With the Chicago Bears' opponent win percentage from last year being a combined 550. So how does that make you feel? Your Bears are going to play the toughest schedule in all of football this year.
I'm not worried because they had one of the toughest schedules in all of football last year, and you saw what the Bears are able to do. By the way, for those of you with sports betting interest, the over-under on Bears wins currently at BetMGM is sitting at 9.5. It's juice the under at minus 125, plus 105 on the over. Give me the over, man. I think the Bears going to win 10 games this season. I think they have a great shot of winning this division, but it's going to be rough and rugged as it usually is with the Packers, the Lions, and the Vikings should be improved as well. So I'm not utterly shocked, not floored. The Bears have the toughest slate, but again, they had, I think, like the 3rd or 4th toughest slate last year, and you saw what they were able to do.
Yeah, look, and by the way, if you're watching the show live on YouTube or on Twitter, our fantastic VP video producer, Monty Michael Montgomery, has the graphic set up for you to see it, all the top strength of schedules for NFL teams this year. And again, the Chicago Bears at the top. Yeah, again, I'm worried about your Bears. I am. With all that turnover regression likely coming, and I'm not the biggest believer in Caleb Williams, although I'm a much bigger believer than I was 12 months ago, and rightfully so. He had a fantastic season, all the big Iceman moments in the 4th quarter. He stole the nickname from the actual Iceman, but you know, whatever. Look, I just think that their defense, it better be improved because you're not getting all those turnovers. So Caleb Williams still has a lot of erratic parts about his game. I do like what the Bears did in the draft. I was a fan of them getting Dylan Thienemann to improve that defensive backfield. You know, again, the run game should be pretty damn good with Swift and Kyle Manungai.
Yep.
I want to see who's going to step up in that offense. If Rome Odunze can really be trusted to be a number one receiver now that DJ Moore is gone,
Luther Burden.
If Luther Burden can take a big step forward this year, but
yes, they're
going to play the hardest schedule. It's going to be tough. By the way, the Dolphins and the Cardinals, they were terrible. How do they have the 2nd and 3rd strongest schedules? I guess that's because of whatever divisions. Well, the Cardinals are in the NFC West, which is the best division. AFC East, not that great. They do get to play the Jets twice a year. But, yeah, that's tough. All right, how about this? Top 3 easiest schedules. Cleveland Browns, the New Orleans Saints, and the Cincinnati Bengals. If that team can finally stay healthy, if Joe Burrow can stay healthy, if the Bengals miss the playoffs this year, fire everybody because they have been handed with the rotation of the division schedules and everything else, the Cincinnati Bengals have been handed a gift this year. They better make the playoffs.
I totally agree. The over-under right now at BetMGM on team wins sitting at 9.5, deuce of the over at minus 140. This should be a 10-win team. I mean, the defense vastly improved. You know, Dexter Lawrence, obviously, the man in the middle, premier run stopper, really collapsed a lot of pockets. And I made other investments in the back end, the middle of that defense. They should at least be a top 15 defense. You're going to have maybe a top five overall offense. So if we can all congeal quite nicely and come together, Cincinnati Bear men, we're going to win 10 games. And did you see the New Orleans Saints, the fleur-de-lis? Because if you recall, Pat, I have picked the Saints to win the NFC South. I believe in Tyler Shuck. I like Tyson Jordan. They bring him to the NFL draft, number 8 overall. Definitive WR2, could catch maybe 7-8 touchdown passes this season with his verticality. Got Chris Olave there. Got Travis Etienne now, that backfield. You're going to have, I think, a top 10 defense as well. The over-under is 7.5 wins for the Saints. Just let's do this. Daddy won! Daddy need! Daddy
uh-oh.
Gotta have a bread of my soul like Man, it's going to be a party on Bourbon Street this year. They are going to be the team to beat in the NFC South. I am a firm believer, and it's not because of the Sazeracs, which are amazing in that town, but the Crescent City is going to be rocking this season. It's going to be a party on Bourbon Street and inside the Superdome early and often. Believe in the New Orleans Saints.
Well, hold on. Did you just say the Sassafras is great in New Orleans? What the what now?
Sazeracs.
What the hell is a Sazerac?
Do you know what a Sazerac is? Dude.
No idea.
Sazerac is a delicious drink. It is the oldest American cocktail. Look it up. It's like bourbon, orange peel, maybe vermouth in there, and that's it. I got it at the Bourbon
House.
Sounds like an old fashioned. Sort of. It's potent. I mean, it's straight liquor. They're delicious. They go down ultra smooth. It is the oldest cocktail in these United States of America. Get it in New Orleans. They also make a good one in Chicago. I found a couple of speakeasies that do it right, but those are the only two towns I've actually had a good, authentic Sazerac in.
Okay. All right. We have to take a break here, Brad. We got some more notes and news we can get to, but also, why don't we play the hottest game in America right now? The game that has swept the country in social media. Let's play it when we come back. What that game is, have to stick around and find out. And we'll have some good production for it as well. You're going to want to stick around and play this game with us. He's Brad Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. This is BetMGM Tonight, right here on Westwood One Sports.
Who's making a run? And who's done? We're just a few games away from the NBA Finals. Get daily NBA playoff reaction on Westwood One Sports.
Are you an adult with uncontrolled moderate to severe Crohn's disease symptoms and still packing a backup bag of clothes just in case? Skyrizi Risankizumab Riza can help you take control of your Crohn's. Feel significant symptom relief, including less abdominal pain and fewer bowel movements at 4 weeks. Plus, Skyrizi is proven to help people achieve remission and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Individual results may vary. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's. Ready to take control of your Crohn's? Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's disease.
Control is everything to me.
Learn more at SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY.
The world is huge, like 197 million square miles huge, but it's also smaller than you think. With unlimited 2% cash back, the Cash Rewards Plus Visa card from Navy Federal brings our members closer to the game they love, rewarding fans of FIFA World Cup 26 every step of the way, thanks to Visa. From new jerseys and gear to game day tickets and nonstop cheer, with Visa and Navy Federal by your side, the world is at your fingertips. Terms apply for credit card rewards. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash for more information. Visa, worldwide partner of FIFA World Cup 26.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the News Talk 98.9 WORD Weather Center, here's the Carolinas' most trusted forecast on The Fan Upstate. Clear skies tonight with lows around 52. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Bright sunshine again tomorrow, highs level off around 78. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on The Fan Upstate. Right now, 64.